Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
To all the families of those who are killed, to all those who are injured, to all the people of New Orleans who are grieving today, I want you to know, I grieve with you. Our nation grieves with you. We're going to stand with you as you mourn and as you heal.
President Joe Biden says the Texas man who killed 15 people and injured 35 others in New Orleans worked alone. Shamsuddin Jabbar was a veteran who drove a rented pickup flying an Islamic State flag into pedestrians on Bourbon Street. Although he was a citizen born in America, President-elect Donald Trump wrote on Truth Social that Jabbar immigrated into the country over what Trump called Biden's open border. Meanwhile, a Tesla Cybertruck explosion outside Trump's Las Vegas hotel is being ruled a suicide. The driver was Green Beret Matthew Allen Livelsberger, who described by his uncle as a strong Trump supporter. Police found several guns and numerous fireworks in the car. The FBI says although both trucks were rented using the same app, they found no connection. Police also say there were at least two mass shootings at New Year's celebrations, one with multiple gunmen in New York City and another at an Illinois party. Officials looking to prevent shootings say they're worried the Federal Office of Gun Violence Prevention could be gutted by the incoming Trump administration, and Lindsay Nichols with the Giffords Law Center says gun restrictions at both the state and federal levels are at risk.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
The 119th Congress is scheduled to pick a Speaker of the House today. Despite an endorsement from Trump, Mike Johnson already has one GOP lawmaker saying he'll vote against him. The majority is so narrow that might be enough to force another protracted leadership fight. Johnson told Fox News he has the votes and the right qualities.
What we need right now, I think my colleagues recognize this as well, is a proven fighter and a true MAGA conservative, but also someone who can work with every single member of our very diverse House GOP so that we can get President Trump's priorities over the line.
All Democrats say they'll be there to vote, although at least one Republican, Kay Granger of Texas, is likely to be too sick to attend. Some conservatives are floating the idea of making tech multi-billionaire and Trump ally Elon Musk the speaker. Biden awarded the Presidential Citizens Medal to 20 people today, including two members of the House January 6th committee. Trump says former Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney and Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson should be jailed for their committee work. Part of Congress's most recent budget stopgap left in place COVID-era relaxed regulations on Medicare telehealth that can be helpful for those unable to access in-person care, but critics say they're worried about lower quality and lax privacy provisions. Brad Gibbons with the University of North Dakota Center for Rural Health says while its use has declined post-pandemic, it's still useful for remote areas.
People can not only stay in their own community and interact with a physician or another type of provider and not having to travel, they can actually, in many cases, do this right out of their home.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different-